bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Hello, good morning and welcome to MF Radio, the boys Mark Crawford team bilingual school.
In the frosty air, what bright time it's the...
And today we're going to produce an English-speaking program. Here there are some of the best students of our school. They are Samuel, Alexis, Alberto, Adrián, Isabel, Alejo, Iris, Yin-Yin, and Abir.
Pick up your feet, jingle around the clock.
And of course, the best English teacher ever is Rosa.
Jingle bell rock.
And we want to remember Isabel too, who isn't here because she's now a proud mom. We want to send her our best Christmas wishes. Thanks everybody, thanks everyone. We know you're prepared. And we've got some special contents to talk about this morning. We're going to enjoy a very nice winter morning with you.
Jingle bell time is a swell.
And we've got a very special guest today. She's Mila, our American English teacher from New York. She's doing a fantastic work with our students. Thanks for coming and welcome to MF Radio.
Santa mingled in the jingling feet.
Pay attention, here it starts, this is MF Radio, the voice of Marcos for Team Bilingual School. And we start with our younger students. They are going to tell us some rhymes based on a very important singer, Mr. Bob Dylan.
Before you call him a man, how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in.
The Nobel Prize for Literature has been awarded this year to singer, songwriter, and poet Bob Dylan, led with one of his best-known songs, "Blowing in the Wind."
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
How many times must the cannonball fly before they are forever banned?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that youth doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
How many years must one man have before he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Before it's washed to the sea, how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he really sees the sky? How many ears must one person have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Fantastic word. And do you want to know the weather forecast? Here is Yin Yang's is going to tell us what's the weather like today. But first of all, let's listen to this song.
Where would you use to describe what you see? What is the temperature? How many degrees? Is it sunny when you look outside? S-U-N-N-Y.
The maximum temperature for today will be 40 degrees at around 3 p.m. The minimum temperature will be 4, which will feel like minus 1 degree at around 6 a.m. The National Weather Service for Zaragoza is reporting 2 liters of rainfall for midnight. Make sure to carry an umbrella if you are out at the time. The wind will reach 10 km per hour at around 3 p.m. It will be partly cloudy all day except at 12 p.m. We will enjoy some sunrise. Have a nice day.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him.
Thanks so much, Yin Yang. And now we've got Iris from grade 5, who's going to tell us something about what they are studying right now. Hello, Iris. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. And hi, everyone. My name is Iris, and I study 5th grade in Marcos Frecini School. This first day we study the sport in Australia. It is country with lot of rivers, lakes and beaches, and very good climate. So it has got many water sports. We learn about water polo. There are 6 players and a world pit. Then we learn about some killing. It's a sport we can practice in Spain as well, because you only need glasses and pipe to be. You die with the glasses and you can see everything underwater. This is fantastic. Finally, we student on sport like kayaking or sailing. In kayaking, you paddle in a small boat. You can practice kayaking in rivers or lakes. In sailing, you go on boat with large sail. You can practice sailing in a lake or in the ocean. Australia has got a different sport. I was fantastic to learn about them. Thank you very much for listening.
tree let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie, yeah, and we'll do some caroling.
Oh yeah!
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with a bell of holly.
Thanks so much, Iris! And now today's special guest is going to be interviewed by one of the best students in grade 6. Good morning, Avir. How are you? What have you prepared for this program?
Good morning. I want to know about Mila and her country a bit more. So I've prepared some questions to make her an interview.
Okay. And hello, Mila. Welcome to MF Radio. Can you tell us something about you before the interview?
My name is Mila. I'm from New York City. This is my first time in Spain, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, thank you. So, Avir, you can start with the interview. Our reporter, Avir, and our guest star, Mila.
Good morning, Mila. What was your dream as a little girl?
I think, like a lot of little girls, I dreamed about being rich and famous. Being actress, singer, and as I got older, that changed. but I dreamed of speaking different languages, traveling, being married, and I gave off the famous part, but the rich and married and traveling still there.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have two sisters and one brother.
Are you going to go to New York to be with your family in Christmas?
No, I will be in Zaragoza. Right now it's very expensive to go to New York City.
What is your favorite place in New York?
That's a tough one. I love Central Park. I love Harlem, so those will be my favorite places that I really like to go when I'm in New York City.
Do you prefer living in a big city like New York or in a small city like Zaragoza?
That's a tough one. I do really like Zaragoza. It has everything that I need. But I also love New York City because it has a lot of things that you can do if you have a lot of different interests.
Do you like being a teacher?
I do.
What do you think about this school?
I think it's a good school. I think the teachers are really invested in the kids, so that's great.
What do you like the most of this school?
I like that everyone is really friendly.
Thank you very much for answering my questions.
Thank you for having me.
This is Abir for MF Radio.
Thank you. Yeah.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or not. Santa Claus is coming to town.
So that's all, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. Rosa and Daniel here. We've been working very hard to produce this very special program, and our students have been preparing the contents and practicing with reading. So we just have to say thank you again to all the children who were here today. Of course, thanks so much to Mila and Rosa. We wish you the best Christmas ever. And remember, we are coming back next year again. This is MF Radio, the voice of Marcos Fritzin, bilingual school.
I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out.
Who's 99?